There are microaggressions and certain types of behavior that you pick up on it, but you rationalize it away because you don't want that to be your focus. You want to maintain a good, healthy space where the nurses feel comfortable in coming to your bedside or the doctors and so on. But I noticed that every time someone would try to take blood from my arm, the nurses were very scared. You could sense there was a fear within the staff. And I know that a lot of other patients have problems in terms of, over time, sometimes your veins just, they're not as healthy, they're not as good, and it's hard to get blood out of a lot of sickle cell patients. But I've been very fortunate that, my arms, my veins, I've got good veins considering all of the madness and all the ups and downs and the struggles. I have good vascular health. And so, as a nurse, anyone who knows how to take blood, I am that guy. You will get blood out of me. You don't have to struggle. But because of that fear that they've almost assumed things about me, they don't know that I chair the board of Oscar Birmingham. They don't know that I've run a youth project for over a decade in my 20s. They don't know that I used to, run a theatre company and I hired and paid. They don't know that I've always been at the top of my game. They don't know that. All they see, depending on my look on the day, like I say, I can present myself, I can look like the most Indian of Indians, or I can look like the most yardy-ish of Jamaicans. I can be that. So depending on how I present myself in A&E will dictate the way I am treated. And sometimes there's this fear like I'm some kind of black criminal, and they don't want to put the needle in, or maybe they've had bad experiences with other patients where they've tried to take blood, it hasn't worked. They've tried a second time, it hasn't worked. And sometimes patients get frustrated and lash out. They don't mean to, but they do. But I don't do that. So I make people feel comfortable. And they try the first time. I say, don't worry. I can sense that they're scared. And I'm like, listen, my veins are good. Don't worry. It's not gonna hurt. Just do it. And they'll try. And if it fails, you can see there's almost like a drop in their spirit. Like, oh my God, I wasn't able to do it the first time. And they start to become panicked. But I remain calm. And in my calmness, I try to make them feel calm. And I say, don't worry, don't worry. It doesn't matter how much pain I'm in, I'm telling them, don't worry. I'm like, try again. And if you don't get it out of that vein, I've got plenty of other good veins. And I'm like, just try again until you succeed. I'm being that patient, yet I'm having nurses treat me like I'm making them feel uncomfortable. So after making them feel at ease, they then go away and get another member of staff. And then it happens again. And then that person goes away and gets another member of staff. But then they're starting to treat me like I'm creating a problem. But it's not that I'm creating a problem. It's that you're rubbish at your job. You can't take blood out of a good, healthy vein. But yet I've not upset you. I've not said it. I've thought it in my mind, but I've not said it out aloud. I'm constantly pandering to their fragile, I don't know what to call it, their fear, their, and then there's the other times where, I might have grown my beard out and I've got a big, I've got a nice glowing beard, but I'm presumed to be Muslim now. And all of a sudden, I'm being mistreated because they think I'm something that I'm not.